Over the coming weekend, the National Concert Hall in Dublin is a setting for a series of unexpected musical conversations, bringing together artists such as the band Soda Blonde with the National Symphony Orchestra, and our guest this time, E, the artist, who's teamed up with Crash Ensemble for the early evening Saturday spot. E, the artist, is the performing name of Darren E. Josanna, an Irish Yoruba sound and visual artist who's using the collaboration for a journey into contemporary and vintage African and diasporic sounds. Culture Files Louise McMahon visited E, the artist, at his base in the Daylight Social Centre in Glasnevin as he worked with a MIDI demo of the performance.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you too. This is Daylight Social Centre, which is my studio, but it's also an amazing community organized space for events and just studios upstairs and everything. I was really fortunate to be contacted by Foggy Notions to do this. Yeah, this collaboration with Crash Ensemble. Yeah, we're just upstairs.
Okay, I'll follow you.
I've kind of composed this piece of music that was reconstructing like footwork music, which is from Chicago, as well as like bebop, all the way to like what John Coltrane was doing with Modal Jazz. I kind of wanted to give a bit of a timeline for how African Americans have really innovated by just using technology and methods that were seen as lesser before. Afropunk, Afrofuturism, juke, footwork, jungle music, drum and bass music in their purest forms.
What is your genre with Crash?
Afro-surrealism. In 1965, John Coltrane went to Japan to play, and this was the first time that jazz music was really recognized in East Asia. And it was also around the same time that A Love Supreme released, and just a little earlier, that jazz music was being respected in the West in general, especially in the USA, because it was seen as kind of lesser, and it was seen as what rap music is maybe perceived as today. It was seen in such a way until it went to Europe, and Europeans were like, oh, there's actually more to this. This is an innovation. And then Americans had to respect it because white Europeans were. I Love Supreme and Om are very inspired by the microtonal sounds. These are things that have been intrinsic in Eastern cultures, as opposed to like a 12-tone scale. So by Coltrane coming over here and presenting them with something that they already know, it's kind of a familiar and the unfamiliar, and that's what I was trying to do with my piece. So like I'm using like Japanese Iwato scales towards the end, and using like rounds and such.
Would you mind showing me your approach to composing something like that, or to translating your ideas out with this laptop that you have in front of you?
Yeah. So the digital audio workstation is FL Studio. There's a VST called Labs that has all of these free sounds. They have cellos and such. So at the start of the piece, there is a reworking of Ahmed Jamal's I Love Music. So I'll just...
You played the chords out with MIDI, which you drew in. And just below it on the screen, you have an audio file, and that's something that you've sampled and looped.
So if I were to take out the cello, here's the chords. And all of that kind of stuff is really inspired by like what Brian McKnight and what Boyz II Men were doing in the 90s. When you feel out every single note, like for example this one. Like those three chords, because the first one is so drawn out and each note is individually played, it really adds like these internal rhythms to the work. So what I'm just doing there is playing triplets with the cello and then using the free bass sound as well as the free drum sound in Labs to kind of create this rumble, which is really important for footwork music. I think it's called The Hum by people from Chicago.
There's percussive elements. They sound like jazz flourishes. You hear that. Would you call that like a tribal beat, like a typical Yoruba tribal beat, any of that?
Maybe it is. Like, quite a lot of my musical intuition comes from that kind of stuff, but all jazz drumming comes from African drumming, because like the use of triplets in such a way that isn't strict. If you talk to a jazz drummer compared to a classical drummer, they'll talk more about the actual physical technique of playing it, as opposed to like a, it's this note and it's this note. We have this drum that you're able to play out different vocal tones through, and you can kind of express proverbs and such, but express them in like a super rhythmic way. So the kick that's there is slightly pitched. There's a bit of reverb on it, so it's not as clear here, but it's going to be pitched to sound slightly like a talking drum, which is this amazing Yoruba instrument. I guess as Europeans started to write music out on notational sheets, the focus on jamming and the focus on the experience of actually hearing somebody play the music is much, much more prevalent in West African music and in Yoruba music. So I feel that by just removing it, like if you could see the screen now, nothing's necessarily on the grid. So by removing those, the strictness of quantization, I think that is one of the most beautiful parts of West African drumming in general. And that's kind of what I tried to express. There is an amazing website called vocalremover.io that you can take a song and just take the vocals out of it. So here they are, just raw. AI is actually taking the vocals out, but it's not quite perfect yet, so you can kind of hear some of the underlying parts of the song, which kind of rhythmically and sonically keep it interesting. There's like a almost a positive dissonance between these perfectly tuned instruments and this recording that was made in a basement in Chicago. A lot of people regard sampling as stealing, but nothing you can do is new. There's nothing that under the sun that hasn't been done before, so I asked somebody what his favorite color was before when I was 8 years old, and he was like, it depends on what colors are around it. And like, that's a very, I think approaching things as such, approaching the bigger picture of things, approaching the experience of something is much more important than getting into the intricacies of what is this specific detail and like,
what color is your music?
Black, kind of very proudly, because just living in Ireland for most of my life, it's like the way that I talk is regarded as black, regardless of what I say. So I think there's nothing I can do about that, so why not embrace it?
E, the artist there, with Louise the reporter. Music Town's Dreaming of New Collaborations runs at the NCH from Friday to Sunday this week, and E, the artist, with Crash Ensemble, play the studio at the National Concert Hall Saturday, 5:30 p.m. musictown.ie for all the details.